evening. This is a personal message for Mike Rinder and Marty Rathburn. Following the posting on YouTube of my video, I've received a couple of messages, and I've also witnessed a couple of statements being made around the world that are fundamentally criticising you for not coming forward. I'm not 100% in agreement with the comments that have been made, and I'll explain why. First of all, the intention in my video when I was talking about YouTube was not to have criticism borne upon you, okay, beyond what I was talking about. This was never a personal attack on YouTube, okay. This was about your actions and about what you did and about what you're not talking about. And I still believe that to be the case. I don't think it's right for people to all of a sudden jump up and call you both liars and non-confrontists, okay? Because I understand that it takes a while to go through the process of evaluating the information about the Sea Org and Scientology. And I've heard enough of the words hate and evil and working for this guy and dead agent and really working for the church. I've heard enough of that garbage, okay? I hope you're not working for the church. I hope this isn't a hoax, that you two are out just so that you can do what happened to the Cult Awareness Network and infiltrate it and then give all the names back to the Sea Org. That better not be happening. But you have to admit that the lack of information that you're providing does seem suspicious. And I'd like you to take a look at that and understand why. Okay. Where are you coming from? What's the purpose of you launching your blog spot? If it's to save Scientology, if that's your goal, then good luck to you. And if people join you on that, then okay. But we don't need another Sea organization, Marty. It was never needed in the first place. The only reason it was created was because Ron himself did things that were wrong. The same man that's being defended out there by people that are pro-Scientology but anti-Sea Org is the same man. It's the same man that created the Sea Org. It's the same man that created the beaching policy, the RPF policy. I mean, Marty and Mike, when are you going to look at Ron Hubbard as a man? For a man that was supposed to be so OT to write these policy letters about beaching a human being, punishing a human being, putting a human being on beans and rice, throwing him overboard, putting him into a rehabilitation colony and forbidding communication with other human beings. This is wrong! Okay, take a look at those and try to somehow disassociate this idea that Ron knew it all, because he didn't. We don't need to be OTs. There's no reason to be able to move an object. There's no reason to be able to exteriorize. You don't need these things. Okay? Real OT is a guy trying to feed his family and making it go right. That's an OT. You know? Have you ever been to China or Indonesia and seen, you know, millions of people that will never ever have money, because there is no money there, and they work 12 hours a day just to feed their family? That's an OT. The mum at home looking after three kids, that's an OT. Okay? A firefighter going into a burning building, that's an OT. A doctor. Your dentist. These are OTs. The guy that takes your garbage outside the front of your house in the middle of the night, that's an OT. It's not the guy with the most money. It's not the guy who's most successful. Okay? Where did we learn to look at things as up and down gradients? That's not what humanity is about. Humanity is about being human. And what does it mean to be human? Okay? Just take another look. That's all I'm asking you to do. If your goal is to destroy the Sea Org, I'm with you. If your goal is to replace the Sea Org with another organization that's going to control what we think, and making sure the tech is this, and making sure the tech is that, I'm not interested, and neither is anybody else. Because even the guy out there that still wants Scientology, but not this suppressive management, even that guy that wants Scientology still just wants to go off and freely do what he wants to do. When are you going to understand it wasn't the fact that the tech was altered that made Scientology fail? It was because Scientology as a basic principle doesn't work. Any religious, and I use the word religious because the church does, any system of belief where every solution is best served by the application of only Scientology. Do I have to put, do we have to connect the dots here? If Scientology is the ultimate answer, then why don't we just go kill everybody now that's 2.0 or below on the tone scale? Why don't we just kill everybody now that's anti-Scientology? Now, where's the empathy? Where's the compassion? This is about love. If you're going to leave the Sea Org and come out here and crusade for the for people to freely think about those families and those people that were hurt. They need help, not a book on Scientology. You're sitting there trying to work out how to correct the tech. Hey, there's human beings here. They need help. Think about them. That book is going to be there in 1,000 years. If you really believe you've lived before and you're going to live again, fix it next lifetime. But right now, we've got a job to do. And it's to stop suppressive actions. And by suppressive actions, not the Scientology definition, which is anything against Scientology, I'm talking suppressive against human rights. Take another look, you two. Mike, Marty, look at where your families are today. Look at where David Miscavige's life is, where his children are, where his brother and his father are. This is the result of application of junk. And just remember who wrote the policies on this stuff. Have another think about it. Because if you two are planning like an overthrow of the Sea Org so that you can control it and get Scientology fixed up, I'm not interested. And no one else is either. Just not interested. Okay? Stop what you're doing and just recover. Enjoy life. Learn to love someone. There's not going to be a single OT level you will ever do that will compare to having good friends around you and people that love you and a good partner in life. Nothing beats these things. Nothing ever will. Just think about it for a minute. Just remember all your friends in the Sea Org. They're all gone now. David Miscavige has destroyed most of his friends that were there at the start with him. Look at where you learned what friendship was, and look at what you learned about love, which was hardly even mentioned in the Sea Org. Okay? People are out here fighting for something. I hope they give you the time to recover and don't criticize you. But I'm not going to trust you right now, Marty or Mike, until I start seeing you talk about something that really is selfless. Okay? If you're going around talking to people that you've done things to because statute of limitations has passed and you can't be punishable by law anymore, you're a coward. You're a coward. You're an absolute coward if that's the case. Talk now and show us that you're actually on board with this, because people out there want to know, and frankly, so do I, and I'd like an answer.